Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so glad I can spend time with you to study the Bible together. And this is one of the most important subjects in our Christian walk, that is to know our helper, our counselor, and our comforter, the Holy Spirit. Let us pray and ask Him to teach us and to reveal the truth to us. Father, we thank You so much, Lord, that You will teach us by Your Holy Spirit to help us understand Your truth, Your ways, and receive Your light and revelation, Father. We thank You, Lord. We receive Your truth by faith, and we're going to practice what we learn, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters, one of the most important persons in your life and my life as believers is the person named the Holy Spirit. After we are born again, the Father gave us the Holy Spirit who dwells inside our spirit. And He also came upon us to anoint us. And He was given to us so that He can help us. He can also lead us, guide us, give us power, give us grace, wisdom, and also strengthen us and give us life. He is with us everywhere. He is a divine person. And we can get to know the Father and the Son by being in touch with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is one of the Godheads, the Trinity, who help us to know the Father and the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like to encourage you to be more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to build your relationship with the Holy Spirit. He is with you everywhere. He is willing to help you, guide you, and also strengthen you and empower you. A lot of Christians don't understand this truth, and all the days of their life, they ignore the Holy Spirit. They don't talk to Him. They don't listen to Him. I would like to encourage you from now on, you always listen to the Holy Spirit, what He say in your spirit, as a witness in your heart, and also ask Him, fellowship with Him. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 18 say, "For through Him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit." Through Jesus Christ, we can get to know the Father, our Creator, by the Holy Spirit. That's why when you are really connected to the Holy Spirit, you will get to know the Father and the Son better. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Wherever you go, on the airplane, in the car, or in Asia, or in America, or Europe, everywhere, at your house, at your workplace, at the shopping mall, He is everywhere, and He is with you 24/7. That's why we need to recognize the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life, and we should fellowship with Him and also depend on Him. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. He is the most wonderful, gracious person in the whole universe, and He is with us everywhere we go. We never have to miss Him. We never have to wish He is with us. He will never leave us behind. We can travel away from home, and He is with us everywhere. The Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows everything. He knows about the things of God. He knows all about us, and He knows us better than we know ourselves. Therefore, we should really listen to Him and really be led by Him. He is an all-knowing God. Because of His omniscience, we are willing to obey His leading, and we can trust Him completely. When we read the Bible, he can explain to us what the Bible means, what the scriptures mean. When we travel, he knows what's going to happen at that street corner. If there is an accident or bad guy there, he can lead us not to go there. He will tell us, go this way, not that way. He knows everything. He knows the heart of man. He knows the future, and he knows the past, and he knows your heart as well. John chapter 14, verse 26, the Bible says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. He knows the scriptures. He knows everything in the Bible, and he can remind you the truth in the Bible that you read maybe 10 years ago. He can speak to you, and he can show you the truth. It's wonderful to walk with the Holy Spirit. Not only that, the Holy Spirit is omnipotent, which means he is all-powerful. He has no limitation in his power, wisdom, and knowledge. The omnipotence of the Holy Spirit is demonstrated conclusively by three powerful acts of his ministry. Number one, creation. He is so powerful that he made the universe from nothing. Number two, animation. He created life from non-life. He created mankind out of the dust, and he can give life to the dead body. And not only that, he is so powerful that he is involved in the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the one who brings life to the dead. The Holy Spirit was actively involved in the creation of the universe. Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 says, now the earth was formless and empty, and darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. You can see here that the Holy Spirit is involved in the creation. He was also actively involved in the work of animation or creation of life. Okay, he created the universe. He created the sun and the moon and the star. He hung the stars in the space. He created all these things in the whole universe. He also was actively involved in the work of animation, that is to give life. Job chapter 33 verse 4. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty give me life. You see, the Holy Spirit is involved in giving life. The Holy Spirit is also the source of the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. For all the power that we humans have by virtue of our ingenuity and science, no human has yet been able to bring the dead back to life. Amazing. I'm a doctor, and I went to medical school in Thailand for many years, about 7 years, and went to residency program for another 11 years, but I have never been able to raise the dead to life again. The Holy Spirit has the ability to raise the dead, and he raised Jesus from the dead. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18, for Christ died for sin once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. Jesus was made alive by the Spirit. So we can see here the scripture show us that he is so all-powerful. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 to 23, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. God give us inheritance, and in his incomparably great power for us who believe, that power is like the working of his mighty strength, which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rules and authority, power and dominion, and every title that can be given, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet, appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. This Bible talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit. He is omnipotent. Romans chapter 8 verse 11 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Thank God, the powerful Holy Spirit who created the heavens and the earth, who raised Jesus from the dead, who gave life to Adam and Eve, live in you and me. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by His same Spirit living in you. Wow, it's so amazing. Now, you and I are still alive. We can depend on the life of the Holy Spirit. We should be filled with the Holy Spirit on a regular basis. That's why in New Hope International Church, I love to bring the presence of God during worship, in prayer, and lay hand, that the Holy Spirit will touch people, because I know that when the Holy Spirit touched my brother and sister in the church, He quickens them, He empowers them, He gives life to them so that they will not be sick. Any dead thing, dead cell in the body, dead things in the life will be removed by the power of the Holy Spirit. We love to have the life of the Holy Spirit in us. He's so powerful. I love to be filled and touched by the Holy Spirit because I know that He gives life to my mortal body. And not only that, on the last day when Jesus comes back, He will raise all the saints up from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit as well. Therefore, we should understand this. We live, we work, and minister to others, not in our own strength, but in the mighty resurrection power of the Holy Spirit. Every time we see electric light, we realize the power source of that light is hidden from our view. Somewhere there is an electric generator producing power. The Holy Spirit is our generator for abundant life, hidden from our view. We don't see Him. He is in us. And He's a source of power. He is a source of abundant life. And He's a source of strength and miracles. We can enjoy the super abundant life because the Holy Spirit is working in us. He's not only mighty and strong, but the Holy Spirit, thank God, He is also gentle, sensitive, and kind, merciful, and compassionate. And He can brighten your path. Because He is a wonderful God and nothing is impossible with Him. In Luke chapter 1 verse 35, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. We can see in this scripture that the birth of Jesus Christ in the womb of Mary was done by the power of the Holy Spirit. Actually, throughout Jesus' life, His birth, His ministry, the resurrection, His ability to endure the suffering on the cross, all came from the power of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus needed the power of the Holy Spirit, we also need the power of the Holy Spirit in our daily life. We see in the following verses that the Holy Spirit and the power of God are connected. Let me read to you. The power of the Holy Spirit and the presence of the Holy Spirit. The power of God and the presence of the Holy Spirit are connected. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5. Because our gospel came to you not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we live among you for your sake. You can see the power of God and the Holy Spirit are connected. The Holy Spirit is God who showed the power of God, demonstrated the power of God on this planet Earth to us and in us and through us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power. The Holy Spirit is omnipotent. Not only that, the Holy Spirit is eternal. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14. We are worshiping and serving the eternal God. He has no beginning and He has no end. We all have the beginning. We were born from our mother's womb. And we have eternal. We live eternally in heaven. But the Holy Spirit has no beginning. He is eternal God. Hebrews chapter 9 verse 14 say, how much more then would the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offer Himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death so that we may serve the living God. The Holy Spirit is eternal. He has always been and will always be. He is without beginning or end. He did not suddenly and abruptly come onto the scene when He was sent to earth to empower believers after the ascension of Christ. He is the same as He was yesterday. He never changes. He is the same today and forever. He is reliable. We can depend on Him. He is consistent and He is very kind and loving. He never changes and He will never let us down. He always understands and He also very patient to us. Are you glad that you have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you? I read all the scripture to help you to know your best friend in your life, that is the Holy Spirit, to know how to walk with Him. You have faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing of the Word of God. You have faith that the Holy Spirit is with you. He loves you. He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is eternal. He knows everything and He can help you. He's the best helper that you can depend on when you get trouble in your computer work or in your job or your ministry. You can connect to Him and He can empower you and He can guide you and direct you. Are you glad that you have the Holy Spirit with you all the time, in you all the time? God bless you. Let us pray that we will get to know the Holy Spirit and walk with the Holy Spirit 24/7. Father, we thank You, Lord, for teaching us this lesson. We thank You for sending to us the Holy Spirit, who is our helper, counselor, and also comforter. He is our teacher. He is our source of power and source of wisdom and grace, Father. We thank You so much. Help us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, walk with the Spirit, and also be led by the Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank You so much for Your love, Your kindness, and Your mercy to us, Lord. Lord, fill my brother and sister with the Holy Spirit. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and help us to really have a deep fellowship with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I will see you in the teachings in this series again. Thank you so much.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. My friend is there.
you, Lord.